Former Braves pitcher John Rocker says fuck New York 25 years later. By Paul Bois on July 1, 2025. John Rocker, former pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, still has issues with New York 25 years after his first game at Shea Stadium. Rocker faced over 46,998 angry New Yorkers on June 29, 2000, during a game against the Mets, drawing a massive police presence. In a post on social media, Rocker said fuck New York. 25 years ago today I pitched at Shea Stadium for the first time since the Sports Illustrated article released. He wrote on X. More than 700 NYPD were on site. Police escorted one person out of the stadium for throwing a beer bottle at me. We ended up winning that game, he added before saying, fuck New York. According to the New York Post, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Mets 6-4 and Rocker came into the game in the bottom of the eighth, putting down Robin Bantera, Todd Seale and Jay Payton in order to retire the side before Kerry Ligtenberg took over the following inning. Rocker's issues began after Sports Illustrated published a feature written by Jeff Perlman in which he espoused plenty of vitriol toward New York Yorkers, complaining about the number of foreigners, how the hell did they get in this country, and comparing a trip on the 7 train to riding through Beirut. Next to some kid with purple hair, next to some queer with AIDS, right next to some dude who just got out of jail for the fourth time, right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing, he said in the article. The comments created a whirlwind of controversy, and when Rocker returned to New York, an army of NYPD officers was assigned to the game to keep the peace. New Yorkers still shunned Rocker even after a taped apology from him played on the video board before the game. I have apologized and have felt badly for anyone who took my comments personally, Rocker said in the pre-recorded message. I also am fully aware that the overwhelming majority of the people in this city are extremely charismatic and full of personality, although a bit spirited at times, but, you know, that doesn't make them bad people, he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.